relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends, to America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation. Hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, and also on YouTube. We've broken 21, 22 million views already. Thank you for all your support. If you haven't done so already, please go to YouTube, subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice. And also, if you listen to us via podcast, do write us a review. It makes a great deal of difference. As ever, we are joined by one of your favorite guests. He is the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, amongst many other books. He is Lord Conrad Black. Follow him right now, Conrad M. Black on Twitter. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. Glad to be with you.
We will discuss your latest article, The Battle is Far From Over, at American Greatness, amgreatness.com. But let me just play it's not even a hypothetical. It is a statement of what we are expected to believe and ask you if you find it plausible. So we have a candidate who has been pilloried for 4 years as being a misogynist, an Islamophobe, a Nazi, and a white supremacist, who garnered 10 million more votes than he did when he was first elected into the White House. We have a Democrat Party in the House that has hemorrhaged seats, has had numerous battleground seats lost to Republican candidates, many of them women. And then we also have the Senate staying reputedly or putatively in the hands of the GOP. And then lastly, something we don't focus on, not one state house flipped to the Democrat Party. But after all of those things, we are expected to believe that Donald Trump lost the Electoral College vote. Is that a plausible depiction of a possible reality, Lord Black?
As you described it, I would say it's conceivable. But, of course, it isn't really conceivable because if you would allow me to add one detail to what you said, and that is that the reason for this apparent discontinuity between the strength of Republicans throughout the country, but not right at the top of the list for president and vice president, is that we had three or four democratically governed, that is to say by Democrats, states which were known to be close, swing states, where unlike other large states, unlike New York, California, Texas, Ohio, Illinois, which counted between them 50 million votes on election night and no controversy about it, some Republican, some Democratic, no problem. We had these three or four states where inexplicably they stopped counting, and inexplicably, with Trump leading in the dead of night, there was a huge so-called drop of ballots unbalanced in Biden's favor giving him, you know, supposedly, the presidency. Now, you had an 89% turnout in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She never had such a thing. No city in the United States has ever had a turnout like that.
Right.
So there are some aspects that make the whole thing really thoroughly implausible.
And you have written in your piece that we have seen there is precedence for very, very tight elections. You've listed them in the past, Rutherford B. Hayes and Woodrow Wilson amongst them. However, in this case, there seem to be unique circumstances. Let's talk about one of them, if we may. Should it cause consternation that America, which can put men on the moon, is putting rovers on Mars, as a friend reminded me this morning, has to send the tally of its election results to Spain and Germany and use software developed by Venezuela? If you read that in a work of fiction, you'd find it rather outré, wouldn't you?
You would. And don't forget the Canadian component.
Yes.
Dominion outfit, which is a pretty suspect in a number of ways. Look, it doesn't make sense. I mean, unfortunately, it doesn't make sense. The Democratic Party generated hundreds of lawsuits all around the country in the past 3 years. A tremendous campaign by the Democratic legislators in the states all around the country to alter the voting procedure, facilitate voting by mail. And then, well, they didn't get much of that through. When the COVID pandemic came down, they then got virtually all of it through. Everybody warned of what was coming. The president and all of serious Republicans and even some of the Democrats said, this is a super highway to chaos, if not fraud. Well, and that's what we're trying to fight out now. I mean, I know Sidney Powell and Joe DiGenova, two of the president's leading lawyers, and they are somewhat to quite confident that they will get enough hard evidence to get the whole issue in several of these states to the Supreme Court in time for the constitutional deadlines. That's the issue. If they can do that, I think Trump will win the election. But if they can't, he won't. And in the meantime, we're subjected to this paroxysm of sort of British cricketing, unctuous calls to fair play and being a good loser. And we've even had some of these people, like Whoopi Goldberg, of all people, great political scientist as she is, saying that the Republicans this year should just be good sports like Hillary Clinton was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When, as you recall, she said that she'd lost only because of Trump's treason and James Comey shiving her in the back three times and has done nothing in 4 years except claim that she was cheated out of the election. If that's good sportsmanship, then I don't know what's going to happen the next time we have a World Series or a Super Bowl.
He's Conrad Black, Lord Black. Follow him at Conrad M. Black on Twitter and order his book right now, A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Conrad, it wasn't just Hillary Clinton, though. I mean, truth be told, for the last 4 years, we had been told by the Democrat Party, by the Speaker of the House, by the Minority Leader of the Senate, by the legacy left-wing media, that the last election was riven with fraud, foreign agents left, right, and center. It were the president. President stole the election, but this time we're supposed to say everything's fine and investigations are bad. Is this just, should we just chalk that up to politics?
No, we shouldn't. I mean, not normal politics. We can chalk it up to the extremely shabby condition of the ethics of the Democratic leadership. You just mentioned the Russian influence. We now know that the Russian influence 4 years ago was minimal and ineffectual, despite the former chief of national intelligence saying it had flipped the election to Trump. We were advised, though you and I, and I'm sure most of your listeners didn't pay much attention to it because we knew it was a lot of bunk, that the Russians were all set up to try and rig the elections this year. That has all vanished. Now that there are other their other avenue, simply mailing out millions of unsolicited ballots, rounding them up, writing them up for Biden, sending them in the middle of the night, and acting at the state levels, because the Constitution ascribes to the states the direction of elections, various methods of preventing a serious verification of these ballots. Now that that has prevailed, we've forgot about Russia, just as we have forgotten about Nancy Pelosi screaming at the Postmaster General who's engaging in voter suppression. There's no more voter suppression, there's no more Russian influence. It's just, let's accept that there are at least 10 million unexplained ballots from people who didn't vote and be good sports and accept that.
Yeah, that is such a remarkable comment, how we were told for months and months that the Postmaster General was stealing the election for the President of the United States, and now magically, mystically, it's not a problem and it never happened. That is the tenuous grasp on reality or truth that the left seems to have in America. He is the author of Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full. Also, he has written about FDR as well. That book is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Champion of Freedom. And the latest, the most important to you, is, of course, A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Read him regularly, amongst other places, at American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. Follow him on Twitter, Conrad M. Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Lord Black will be back with us momentarily. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to write a review, press the like button. It makes a great deal of difference. This is the Salem Radio Network, and I am your host, Sebastian Gorka.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
The article, and you really must bookmark this page, The Superb American Greatness, where Victor Davis Hanson, Lord Black, and myself write regularly. The article is The Battle is Far From Over, authored by our current guest, Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter right now, Conrad M. Black, author of the book A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Lord Black, the title of the piece, I think, isn't simply about the next 3 or 4 weeks in the eventual Electoral College vote or the contingent election in the House of Representatives. As your second point makes clear, This election truly wasn't an election between a GOP incumbent and a Democrat candidate. It was it not, an election between the incumbent and the establishment? What does that mean for the future, Lord Black?
Well, I guess it depends how it turns out, Sebastian. I mean, it's the president's attempts to have the vote carefully assessed lead to his reelection, then I think when he reaches the end of his second term, it'll be sort of back to business as usual. If he loses, then you're obviously going to get a serious escalation on the part of the Republicans in demanding electoral reform. And if that can't be put through the Congress and signed by the president, which in this case would be Mr. Biden, then you've got to assume the Republicans are going to mount an effort to compete in the harvesting of ballots much more organized and determined than occurred this year. I mean, as far as anyone can see, there are no allegations whatsoever of irregularities in the vote against the Republicans. None. Absolutely none.
Yeah.
They're all against the Democrats, and these miraculous dead of night appearances, like supernatural apparitions, on behalf of Biden, these so-called drops, are entirely a phenomenon of democratic governed states and pre-identified swing states at that. So, I mean, the whole thing is highly suspect, and if it is electorally successful, then it, you know, this becomes another of those elections where you don't know who really won. You could say that about 2000 with Bush and Gore. You could say it about 1960 with Kennedy and Nixon. You could say it about a number of elections in the 19th century. But here, there is this tremendous and quite plausible allegation of voter irregularity, and that is a real euphemism. On a massive scale, on an unprecedented scale. And if that can't be stopped in the counting process and can't be addressed legislatively in the next presidential term, the next 4 years, then you are going to get what is called in Quebec a concours de paquetage, which means just a straight vote-stuffing exercise. Now, that is not the way to conduct elections, and it would be a terrible indignity and desecration of the American system. That's what we're going to get to if it isn't dealt with.
Is this potentially something that we a future we are condemned to because of the nature of America as a republic of states, whereby the state houses decide upon how elections are run? And if Democrat state houses or Democrat chief clerks and secretaries of state are fine with mail-in ballots and lack of signature verification, then this will be the future of all elections, Lord Black?
I don't think so. I think that there is the legal equivalent of an eminent domain in that the highest obligation of the Constitution is to ensure the valid and fair election of the president and vice president, the only holders of national office that are elected. And therefore, I believe the higher courts, and in particular the Supreme Court, has ultimately a duty to ensure that those elections are fair. And it would do it by requiring the states to observe certain norms. The actual administration of the elections, obviously, is consigned by the Constitution to the states, but that doesn't mean that they have a blank check to rig elections. So that you can't find that in the Constitution. So I would say not.
Follow this man right now on Twitter, Conrad M. Black, author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. In the last 2 weeks since the election, do you have an estimation of how the conservative or the GOP establishment is handling its relationship with President Trump or Trumpism? Do you think they're holding the line? What is your measure?
I think that as a group they are cautious and somewhat ambiguous. You have some of them. I see the governor of Arkansas as well. Now, he's not especially prominent, but Hutchison saying that the president, unfortunately, is lost, and he should admit that very nicely, not with any hostility. On the other hand, I think they have to recognize, all of these people, the powers that be in the Republican Party, that it is the president's party. I mean, it's all very well to say, as my friend Ann Colty does, let's have Trumpism about Trump. But there is no one else. I mean, yeah. It's not Mike Pence or Nikki Haley, and nothing wrong with them, or the Governor DeSantis or whomever you want to mention, who is going to pull 50,000 or 60,000 people standing out in the rain, waiting for hours for him to appear to speak. I mean, the president has shifted the base of the Republican Party. His policies and his political methods have been ratified by the country as a whole, throughout the country and throughout the offices. Politically up for election this year, other than at the very top for esoteric reasons still being investigated. And the Republicans can't simply announce, well, thanks, Mr. President, cheerio, you know, shalom, and have a nice rest of your career. I mean, it's his party. And if he wants to run again, if he doesn't win this time, if he wants to run again, he can. And he would almost certainly be nominated and quite probably elected. But so, I mean, I think they have to show him some deference, and he's entitled to that. On the other hand, for his part, if he's interested in continuing his career, if he's not successful this year, he should take advantage of the opportunity to smooth over rough areas and play deliberately to those elements that are susceptible to an appeal by him. He's got his base, and they're very loyal to him. And there are scores of millions of Americans who are absolutely loyal to this president. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. It was a referendum on the issue, do you like Donald Trump?
Right.
And it probably wasn't a fair referendum. In terms of who has the followers, Trump has the followers. Not the Clintons, not Obama, Trump.
It, let me put it this way, if I may. Trumpism is real. There is no such thing as Bidenism. The battle is far from over is the title of his article. We're going to put it up on our Twitter and Facebook pages right now. Follow Lord Conrad Black at Conrad M. Black. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org, t2t.org. Thank you.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you to everyone who has waited so very, very patiently on the phones. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Watching footage of Rudy Giuliani in Pennsylvania. The legal fight continues. Let's go to line five, Los Angeles. Bill, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey, any broadcaster who uses the terms timbre, putative, and tonsure in the same week gets my vote.
What are you, an English professor? Thank you kindly.
I don't know if you remember, I'm the Columbia J School grad, 86,
yes.
And I was a history major, but I'm reformed.
You've recovered.
Yeah, I'm not a tubinator.
You're not a tube out. Okay, Bill. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm trying to make an effort. I'm trying to expand my vocabulary, and it is well appreciated. You know, Shad is my inspiration, but when we get feedback from the callers, it makes all the difference. So, what brings us to our sunny shores today, Bill?
Well, the last time the Republicans decided to be good sports, as you know, was back in 1960, and I think there was bad karma that we're experiencing now as a result of that.
Yeah, so what is your advice to the GOP establishment, Bill?
There has to be some kind of, obviously, a court action that ensures the integrity of the voting system, because without that, everything else crumbles. And the Democrats see that, and that's why they zeroed in on that. Probably 4 years ago, they decided to undermine it.
Right. And now we're supposed to believe everything's fine. For 4 years, the election was stolen. But now it's hunky-dory. Right, Bill?
Right. And it's the because of the, you know, if you'll excuse me again, the tubinators just have swept this all under the rug and are acting as if, you know, if someone brings counterfeit money into a bank, well, it's not all counterfeit, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to have to register that new addition to our vocabulary here at America First. the Tubinators. Thank you, Bill. Stay safe out there. Let's go to San Antonio. Tony's been waiting very patiently. Line four.
Professor, how are you?
I am splendid.
Happy feast day of St. Elizabeth of
Hungary. It is. St. Elizabeth, God bless you. Yes, indeed. Good for you.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to call and talk about the gains that we made as conservative Republicans here in South Texas, especially in we flipped Zapata County, which is hadn't been won by conservatives. It's right along the border since, I guess it was Warren G. Harding.
Oh, my
gosh. 100 years.
Wow.
But I talked to a lot of friends of mine who are recent immigrants from Venezuela and from Cuba and Argentina. And I'm noticing that, you know, as they come here, they're having their, you know, their mastery of English as they come and they're learning English. There's not really a conservative voice in Spanish or bilingual on radio or television. Univision and Telemundo are just a branch of the Democratic
right.
Party. It's nothing but Democrat. I mean, if you could speak Spanish, it's just every single day.
There's no local radio in Spanish that's not left-wing?
Absolutely not.
Wow. No,
and I think maybe it would have to come out of maybe Florida and the Cubano community. But, I mean, I don't want us to lose these gains we've made because, I mean, some of these guys are, I mean, they're the most pro-Trump people you'll ever meet.
And let me ask you this. Did they come to him in the last 4 years, or are these just people who have always been conservative and then decided to support him? Or is there a trend you're seeing, Tony?
Well, I think the last 4 years, because I've seen a lot of people come from Argentina and how the Kirchners or Cristina just ruined that country. It's like, you know, and also from Cuba and Venezuela, they see the dangers of socialism and they see this happening in the United States and they're like, no, 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 we didn't come here for this. And,
right.
Like I said, just to build upon this, I wish there was somebody we could find that could, you know what I mean?
So we're almost out of time, but I have to ask you, Tony, this is a crucial question, because God willing, the president will be elected by the House of Representatives, by state delegate. But this is very, very important. These new conservative Trump supporters, we have seen a growth in the Hispanic, the black community, the minority community. How do we keep them locked in? Is it providing alternative media to them that isn't left-wing? Isn't it more than that, Tony? Is it enough if you add to that the policies they like? Is there anything you see missing?
It's just the basic values of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Family, Christian values, pro-life, pro-economic development, and it's a meritocracy. You do what you do, and you get right. what you get by working hard. It's not brain science.
Nobody owes you anything. God bless you, Tony, for that update from San Antonio. It is true. Whatever happens, we fight the good fight, but we've got new blood. We've got these incredible minority groups supporting the president who believe that America is the greatest nation on God's earth and that it is a meritocracy, and it's about you exercising your liberties to be a success. Great calls. Dave, Candace, Howie, Will. Oh my gosh, the second we drop a call, somebody dials up. It's one of those days. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need talking points. I don't need a script because I've been living it now for almost 2 years. Also, listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker, and I've been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Shouldn't you find out if you could be the next Alicia? I know you do. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. That's ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. The 3-week quick starter pack costs $19.95. What can you get for $19.95? You can't get a cup of coffee for $1 a day, which is how much it translates to. You know what you can get if you order your 3-week quick starter pack? Potential liberation from your pain. Do it now!
Common, easy to do, relatively speaking, public health measures that are not shutting down the country, not shutting down the economy, the uniform wearing of masks. Let's get it straight. They work. use them.
That was Fauci, I think, the sainted Fauci yesterday. Masks, they work. Use them. I think he's got a doppelganger, also called Dr. Anthony Fauci, his evil twin from Bizarro NIH. Cut to.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
So, which is it, Mr. Science Man? Do masks work, or don't they work? I thought you were the expert. Are you a science denier? Let's go to a true expert in the field. His friends call him Fredo, and he's not happy with another medical professional called Dr. Atlas. And the question at hand is Thanksgiving. This is cut 7. I think Fredo's taken too many steroids. Play cut.
What the hell are you doing here? Yeah, it could be their last Thanksgiving. If you expose them to people who aren't wearing masks, who aren't socially distancing, and haven't been doing so, and haven't gotten tested, because they somehow think they don't want to get in on the con of COVID. You know, you want to hide on state news, you do it. But someday, you're going to have to deal with real questions. And either you're going to come on a show or you're going to do it, but you know what? We may go back to old school. And maybe the questions will come find you. Maybe when you're living your life nice and easy, because you don't have the concerns that these same people that you're telling to rise up, that they have. Maybe the questions will come and find you, because you have to answer for that kind of guidance, let alone as a doctor.
Let me get this straight. Fredo Cuomo is... I can't say the P word, can I? Can I say the P word? Is annoyed, is angry that people compare him to a member of the mafia, the fictional mafia family, the Corleone family, and call him Fredo. That makes him angry and P.O.'d. But then on his show, he threatens Dr. Atlas of the president's COVID team? What does it mean? The question will come and find you. What does that mean? With bullets in the kneecap? What is the question? The real question will come and find you, Dr. Atlas. What, with a severed horse's head in his bed? What a creep! Who the hell do you think you are, you bozo? You're a clown! You are Bozo the Clown. I want to see a camera angle under the desk. I want to see the big red shoes and the clown car outside. You're pathetic. You're using a TV show to threaten somebody who works with the president? We laugh at you, Fredo. And forever, till your dying day, you will be Fredo. Fredo. Back to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752. Will in Illinois, line 5. Welcome, Will.
Hey, yes, sir. Dr. Gorka, I heard you on Saturday. Wish I'd been there. Anyway, hey, that was a great start. It was awesome to see. But you know what? We really need to have some rallies with some of our active duty and especially our veterans. Nobody has sacrificed for our nation as much as our military veterans. They've shed their own blood on foreign soils, not to have socialism, communism come to our land.
So are you talking about special rallies specifically for veterans, Will?
Rallies in every state. Yes, sir. Yeah. My dad served in Vietnam, and I had grandparents who served in World War II. They need to get out there and just say, we want our voices to be heard, and we demand a free and fair election.
I like it. I like it. Guys, VFWs, yeah. Get busy. Will.
I've got one question, too, for you, sir.
Yes.
If Antifa is an idea and ISIS or ISIL is the JV team, then who's the varsity squad? I mean, and who are the team owners?
Oh, that's good.
You know, who clings to their guns and religion as much as, well, there's some who are given to a certain ideology. We woke up to them on 9/11. Could BHO, you know, I mean, he's certainly sympathetic.
He's not the grandfather or the grandmaster of anything. BHO is a lazy, lazy man. He wants to sit at home counting his money from Netflix and watching ESPN. He's not the grandmaster of anything.
You don't think he's going to be back into a Biden administration in any way, shape, or form?
Are you joking? Are you?
No, I'm not.
To work again or to pretend to work? No way. You know what happens when you have to go into government, at least legally, what I had to do? I had to divest myself of all my shares. I had to go into government and divest myself, my wife and I. He'd lose tens of millions of dollars. There's no way he's doing it. But, Will, I love your first idea. Let's do it. Well, come on, VFWs. Come out, all of you veteran organizations. Let's get organized. Let's show support for the President of the United States. I said in the beginning, rallies in the key battleground states. Why don't we have rallies everywhere? We've got a couple of weeks. Get busy. The phrase that I think I coined at CPAC. When was CPAC? Oh, my gosh. It was a while ago. Is get your MAGA on. Hashtag get your MAGA on is the way to go. Thank you for your call, Dave, Candace, Howie, John. Don't go anywhere. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You can call us on 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I take it every morning, every evening. Even my wife takes it now and swears by it. Why? Because it attacks the source of the pain, the inflammation. Find out for yourself. If you've tried everything else and it has failed, this could be your answer. Listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow, what a story. There are so many like that. Don't take my word for it. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the video testimonials of Americans who are getting their lives back, liberated from daily pain. That could be you. Do it now. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do and just like Debron does. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for us and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Welcome back, dear friends. Sebastian Gorka here, America First. I haven't mentioned it in a couple of days. Go to our website, check it out, bookmark it, sebgorka.com. Great articles, cuts. Also, we have merch now, sebgorkastore.com. Everything you could need, sebgorka.com. Don't forget our Twitter feeds, Facebook, Instagram, and we have Parler now. Our Parler account is blowing up. Look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka, and you will be in the right place. Let's go to your calls. Nebraska. We don't get enough calls from Nebraska. Candace, line 2.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
I just want to say thank you from a Nebraskan via New York, Miami, California. I have voted in all those states, and I want to say thank you for being such an American.
I hope you haven't voted in all of them on this election.
Oh, no, not on this one, but okay. I have voted in all of them. And okay. I tell you, thank you for being an American, and thank you for fighting for President Trump. We are we do have rallies here in Nebraska, even the small towns, and we are praying that the truth comes out because this is a fraud.
Yeah, it is.
The whole thing is a fraud.
God bless you, Candice. Thank you for your kind words. Keep having those rallies. Get out there. We need them more than ever. Howie, California, line three.
Dr. Gorka, great to speak to you.
Likewise.
Anyone who says insalubrious fetid swamp has my vote.
Thank you. We try to just pepper those words in there because, you know, we speak American as well as anyone. What brings you to our sunny shores today?
Here's what's stunning me. I get the nuts on the street. They're clearly unhinged and mentally disturbed and just filled with hatred. But I know grown men, good men, you know, principled, integrous men who've raised great kids, have good work ethics. And they look at me with a straight face and they say, yeah, Joe Biden is of good moral character and would be a good leader. Yeah. And they look at the likes of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Cuomo. And they say, yeah, they're okay. And I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. It's like they're more than mentally disordered. At this point, I feel they're mentally ill. It just doesn't make any sense.
For some people, look, you can't diagnose, you know, 80 million people or whatever it is. You know, let's take out the fraudulent votes. Let's say 70 million people. You can't diagnose all of them. I think some of them clearly have a derangement issue when you look at the way they scream about the president and his supporters. I think for some, it's what the phrase my wife coined many, many years ago. It's the wussification of America. They just can't stand alpha males like the president. They have been self-castrated, and they think that a weak man like Biden should be the president. It's projection, it's weakness, it's lack of spine. But not here on the Salem Radio Network on America First. Stay with us.